Welcome to our July 30th, 2024 weekly devotional with its title scripture from Psalms 57, verse 1. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by. In our scripture from Psalms 58:3 says, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies. Looking back in time, pre-flood world, in Noah's time, when men had successfully corrupted themselves thoroughly, Yahweh decided to solve the problem. I think he may be thinking along similar lines today. Consider the wicked display of in your face, God, of the evil that the Olympic opening ceremony gave the world, desecrating the Last Supper as reenacted by LGBT activists and portraying it to the world. Wickedness from the womb fits them, I think. Do you think these cowards would have performed a likewise insult to Islam, Muhammad? They would have burned Paris to the ground. Isaiah 45:7 says that God creates peace and evil. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. Evil in the King James Version. I, the Lord, do all these things. Imagine that. From the beginning, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil existed. You may have a hard time wrapping your head around the mysterious ways of Yahweh, but I think we need to let Him be God, and that we learn His expectations of us and walk in them accordingly. After all, is it not really us making the choice between the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Throughout time, the Torah, the word of Yahweh, has been known as the tree of life, Yeshua, if you will, that we through him may escape the evil that is in and coming more dramatically upon the times of these last days. After Yeshua's Olivet Discourse, he said this, watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man, in Luke 21:36. If you are like me, it seems every day something more disgusting and or evil presents itself for our amazement. Because we see them through the spirit eyes Yahweh gives us from the view of his Torah. These things were in King David's time too, as he also saw them through spirit eyes of the Torah, as he watched the evil happenings around him. In fact, he wrote many imprecatory psalms in which he invokes Yahweh's wrath and judgment against his enemies. Who and what today are the enemies of God, Yahweh's word? If you have been reading your Bible, you can easily answer that question. Now, as for me, for a long time, I have joined the words of David in imprecatory profession and prayers against evil, not mischievous people who have wronged me, who I must forgive and pray for their redemption. But I believe, as part of spiritual warfare, that following David's leading in his imprecatory psalms matters in the conflicts around us, which Paul so clearly defines in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through 13, talking about battling against principalities and powers, not flesh and blood. While evil spiritual powers need human bodies, complicit in the evil they do, these evil from the womb madmen are our enemies, enemies of Yahweh and His kingdom. I think they are open game for my prayers for their destruction. I come against them, their companions, and plans and intentions, that every pit they dig for the righteous, they themselves will fall into, and reversal upon them and their house in every evil thing they plan and purpose against us and Yahweh, His people, and the land of Israel. There are a number of imprecatory psalms. Here I am thinking of Psalms 35, Psalms 58, and Psalms 109. One last thing. It is not for us to decide if we prosper and escape persecution from the evil deeds of these madmen. It is for us to remember what Yeshua said, and do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear Him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Yeshua's words near the end of His Olivet Discourse in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. And we end with the Psalms from chapter 29, verse 10 and 11. The Lord sat enthroned at the flood, and the Lord sits as King forever. The Lord will give strength to His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. Shalom and blessings to you. Amen.